bid it really low. We really wanted the accounts. We're just looking for a paycheck. And so that's how we got started. They hired us for 2 Long Beach apartment communities. And let me tell you, we had a rude awakening.
Kyle Messina, thank you for coming today to the podcast here in Seal Beach. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. It's been a while. I've been trying to get you in here. Known you forever, but I've been trying to get you in here for the longest. But there's a lot going on. I understand that. This security business is 24-hour and never sleep. You know, we've been building this out. And in fact, I'm going to give you a shout-out right now at the beginning of this podcast because your construction background, your electrical, not only are you a security operator owner, you have a huge background in construction and especially electrical. I was very impressed with your electrical skills. I know that was, I think you taught you a lot of that stuff, but you and your brother, Kevin, big shout out, Kevin. I know you're not here, but big shout out for you too. So they both came in and, dude, I think I messed up your back. We were in here nonstop for 3 weeks building this thing out, scraping walls, and Kevin was up there on the ladder at 10 feet up in the air. And anyhow, thank you very much for your support. You're a big part of this studio.
Yeah, definitely. No, we were excited how this all turned out. So we're just seeing the beginning stages to see where everything goes. And it's amazing now. So we're definitely excited.
Very much appreciated. We go back, I'm going to probably say 13 years. You've been in this business with me. Yeah, I met you when you were doing Messina Operating Patrol Protection, right?
Yeah.
I'm screwing your name up.
Yeah, it's all messed up. It's a pretty long name.
MOP, Messina Operative.
MOPS, yeah. That's Messina Operative Protection Services. We initially started back in about 2012, 2013, as just started with me, my mother, my brother, and me. I held the PPO. Kevin, over the summertime, when we're at my grandparents' house, he's like, hey, let's start a security company. I was like, I don't think it's that easy, Kevin. He's like, I'll do everything. I'm like, all right. I'm like, I'll just go out there and try to get accounts and so forth. When we just went with it, and Kevin was working 16-hour days for, I'm literally telling you, 16-hour days almost for a year, nonstop. He never took a sick day. And trust me, he was sick. There's certain days. There's a lot of time and commitment that you have to put into private security companies and so forth. And when we first initially started too, my mom was a big proponent for us. When I walked into apartment communities and introduced myself, hey, my name's Kyle Messina. I'm the CEO of Messina Operative Protection Services. They didn't take me for real. The reason is because I was just too young. I have that baby face, shaved. So therefore, they looked at me like, what does this guy know about security? I'm not going to bring him on. So I sent my mom in most of the time. And she picked a lot of accounts just because, A, she's older, but she was a talker. So she was able just to relate with everyone and be herself and bring us aboard on different accounts. So it was really interesting how we first got started.
So your mom helped you. I never said that.
Yeah.
It's okay to tell me about your mommy. It's all right. No, what was your mom's background? She's obviously very personal. I remember you telling me that. Yeah. She's like, everybody knew her from the neighborhood.
My mom's background was in the cable companies. So she was with Adelphia, Comcast. I think it was like back before I was even born. I think it was like Roger Cable or something like that.
Wow.
And then she went to Time Warner. Because a lot of the companies got bought out and so forth. But she worked in accounts payable or accounts, something in the accounting background. And talking was just natural for her. It's just, I don't know if that was a motherly instinct or you're just able to relate with one another. But everyone loved my mom. And so I was just like, okay, like she's such a sweetheart. And so that just, again, it pushed us to a different level of not just customer service, but being able to gain accounts because of her knowledge and just being able to communicate. And then I was able to finesse my way in and say, hey, Kyle knows more about this security background. And, oh, you have a parking issue. Oh, Kyle's going to be able to help you out and so forth. So my mom was huge in that. As we go, I was working a full-time job when we first initially started the security company. I think I worked a full-time job all the way up until 2019. I worked for Tiffany Company. which is the Baby Blue Box.
Tiffany, the actual like jewelry company? Really?
Yeah, so I started there. After I graduated college, I went to work their security, just standing at the front door and working operations in the back. Basically moved up, got transferred over to the Beverly Center in Los Angeles off of La Cienega. And I worked there for about a total of 5 years. And then basically moved up, went into operations, became the operations manager. My director decided to leave Los Angeles and go to Las Vegas. And I was at that stage where I'm like, do I follow? Because he kept on edging me on, because I'm still trying to help out the security company. But I also got to look at myself where I'm like, am I going to expand more if I follow him? And he was a big proponent on pushing me along too. And at the same time, I'm dealing with the security company where I'm just, if we got to move money, I was making money. So I was able to cover cost and so forth. And that's the reason why I didn't let it go. It didn't just kick off. And so it was a really, really challenging time for me because I was just working all the time.
All right. So for people just starting off or even interested in getting involved in a business, because I started from the garage, take me back, take them back. Where did you start? How much money did you have to start? What kind of cars did you drive? Did you start with patrol? Did you go with standing? And where did you start? And whereabouts were you, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
Did you go get yourself an office, in other words, or did you do work from home?
I started in my mom's home, basically, as if it was the garage as well. We had a little area where we had our office at. We rented a P.O. box so we could get official mail and so forth. We didn't have connections that what we have today, where we had to discover who's going to help us out, who has the knowledge, who's going to take us for a ride. And trust me, they did. There's a company out there that just sells old police vehicles. We're like, hey, we need one. Our very first vehicle is a Ford Crown Victoria. I think it was a 2008 one, and it was all white. And so we got reflective decals on it. And then we just took pictures of the vehicle in front of our house with another employee that we had at the time as well. Because, again, we started just with basically nothing. And so we took that vehicle, made that into a patrol, and then we actually had somebody give us, I wouldn't say give us, but just from me, how can I say this? From me working with, or networking, shall I say. I networked all the time. I talked with whoever I could talk to. And I partnered up with one of my old professors in college. He worked for the state of California for fraud for, what is it called? Not dentists, but in that platform of like doctors.
Medical.
Yeah, so if someone did something wrong, he would be the one that deals with it or did the investigation. So his daughter had a property management company or ran it, and they hired us for two Long Beach apartment communities. And let me tell you, we had a rude awakening. I mean, those are our first accounts, and we bid it really low because we really wanted the accounts, and we're just looking for a paycheck. And so that's how we basically got started, where we're like, okay, we could do this, but we're going to have to commit time and so forth. And again, Kevin, my brother, he's the one who did more physical work out there, dressed in the uniform and reporting to duty. And again, the 16-hour days, that's where it played off at. So that was really interesting. But also, I was able to network within the Masons as well. I'm only a first degree.
So you're a Mason?
I am.
Really? You still are?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So I never pushed where to get to the other degrees. I just never found the time. I'm always busy, and I felt bad that I couldn't commit my time because it is where you have to commit your time and donate whatever you can to help their cause and push that. But I wasn't able to do that. But it was great networking. And so that was another door that was opened up as well because of my old professor. His name's Fred Argosino. So he's a really, really nice guy. Yeah, so that's how that happened.
So your accounts, were you doing patrol? Mm-hmm. So you did patrol. You did apartment communities in Long Beach.
Yeah.
You didn't.
That was standing guard.
Yeah. And then your standing guard. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Kevin was your brother, was doing a lot of the standing guard stuff.
Correct.
Yeah. Kevin's a mule, man.
He works.
That guy just keeps ticking, man.
Yeah, and even my mom. So once she wasn't like the necessarily the face, she helped out where we had to cover 24-hour accounts. I was like, hey, here's a uniform. Go put this on. Yeah. Yeah, she helped out too. Just look out for anything. Kevin needs to get some sleep. We worked it, and it was a lot. It wasn't just given to us, and it's still not given to us. So it's pretty interesting now. But as we go along, we started off with our main accounts and with Sarah Regis Property Management Company. The regional there, which I know her today, her name's Tanitha, and she gave us the opportunity to work her account. And yeah, we bid low because we wanted the account. But once we started doing that, we were given other accounts because we were just working our butts off and trying to make sure that we're delivering the service that they wanted, even if it was at our expense necessarily, because we weren't billing them correctly the amount that we should have.
So let me ask you, were you paying your workers' comp and joint liability insurance, or were you kind of risking it at the time? And everybody does.
No, definitely. There's times where I couldn't, like workers' comp,
yep.
I couldn't afford it. So there will be times where it's like, okay, we'll go without workers' comp until we could afford it just to get us on and so forth, because we didn't have the lump sum where you needed to push or to get the policy in place. Or if we did, and it got canceled because we were waiting on a check from a property management company. And that's one thing I learned about this industry is that the cash flow, you better have something in the back of your pockets because and you don't have to necessarily have deep pockets, but you got to make sure that you're managing it correctly because I learned that those checks don't come on time. And at the end of the day, like they'll send it. It could be 45 days into it, and then they'll finally send something, whatever is convenient for them necessarily, or the accounts payable team, depending on when they get to it or they get their approvals for two signatures.
It's been going on for a long time, okay, because I'm probably old enough to be your daddy. I hate to admit it, but so when I started, same thing applied, right? I did the same. I worked cars. I didn't have to worry about that. I was heavily involved in the business. I had to shut down my first business because I grew it too fast because people promised to pay me on time. Mm-hmm. So I was chasing the mailbox. In fact, I moved to a location so they delivered the mail in the morning so I knew whether I was going to get a check in the morning versus torture myself in the afternoon waiting for a check to go.
Yeah.
And then do you have your, by the way, we didn't get a copy of your general liability insurance. We need that, which was bullshit. I sent it to them four different times, just all the delays that come with it. So it was pretty stressful business.
No, definitely. And then when they started doing vendor credentialing, so basically where you would have to submit your certificates of insurance, if one word was incorrectly placed in the paper, it gets rejected. Then sometimes it takes 48 hours for it to get processed, and they don't process it over the weekends. And then they don't see it on their side and see if it's approved. And they have to wait till it's approved in order to pay you. And so it's a pain sometimes. But once you start learning the ins and outs and you start taking an account where, hey, this is going to take this much time in order to get paid, then you could start playing it right. It's a learning experience. It definitely caused us a lot of pain, I would say. There was probably multiple times that I felt like, hey, why are we doing this? We're not getting anything really out of this. We're stressing over it, especially running a family business. So that's where the infighting comes in. And that's hard. You got to really look like, do I want to risk this relationship? Is it worth it? And so me and my brother, really, we've always gone back and forth, but we come together all the time. It doesn't matter if we hate each other, if one day if people say we're a trip, because we could just be yelling at each other and we just reconnect. But fast forward a couple years after that, what we had to figure out more so than not was the reporting. How are we doing reporting and how are we delivering it to our clients? I'm very tech savvy. I want to know what's next, what's coming up, what's going to work. I don't want to do the old paper. Again, when I first did security, before I got hired at Tiffany & Company, that was just writing a piece of paper, probably like an index card size, and just like, while on duty, did not see anything or conducted my patrols, put in the times, and then that's it. And it was done by paper. And I'm like, how do people really know that we're actually here? What if we had an issue? I had to write out a whole incident report. Mm-hmm. And it was just a lot more work to it. And so I'm just like, okay, this has to be easier. I'm like, there's just no way. And so just looking around, we were using a different software, which was just really slow. And that's when I found SilverTrack. And so when I found SilverTrack, I was like, all right, this is cool. Well, I'm like, let me talk to the person, you know, that's in charge and find out more about the software. And that's when I got in connection with you and really understanding what you're doing. Because when I first got the software, I'm like, dude, this is easy. This is just very simple. I'm like, and once we started getting into the layers of the software, of what you can do with it, I was really surprised. Where you could add units and make note of like issues when and basically label it underneath that unit so it would already be inside the system. So if I had a problem with that unit, I'm like, and the manager wants to know all the problems that relates to that unit, I was able to pull it up. But here you go. This is all our issues. It's well documented. We got pictures. And that's what I loved about it. And I'm like, wow, this is fantastic. And then we got into advanced parking, all right? Advanced parking was really interesting for me because I was just like, okay, we have to have a safe listing software, but we did not find one online. So when you offered it through SilverTrack, and thank you for letting me use the software because not anyone could use that software because you really have to understand what you're doing or you're just going to mess it up. It was really a self-service software with the apartment communities. It was hard to manage it by myself, so I put it with the apartment communities, and that's what I did, where they were able to manage it on their side. The leasing consultants can move people out and so forth. And this is where people could register their cars and safe list their vehicles. And fast forward now, there's not, since SilverTrack has gone downhill, we partnered now with Visions. And Visions is beyond what SilverTrack does and did before. So there's, you're talking about something that has been drastically changed. This is it. This is the software for it. But the pictures, the videos, it's large. They're 1080p or even higher contrast. Now just rolling this out, all my whole team loves it. It's just easy to access, easy to use. You're talking about something that flows just right. It's even better. The parking is just wow. With the LPR that app has now, I'm able to go to each license plate within 1 second. I could just scan and go and it would pop up and it's just amazing. Other softwares that have promised that, they don't deliver. It's usually, oh, it's not scanning correctly, or you had issues and you got to come back to it and you're sitting there. I'm like, I have a whole parking lot to do. I'm like, I don't have time for this. And that's why it was so easy to just look at visible parking permits. But now the system that is live now and what we can do with it, you don't need a visible parking permit. We could just walk the parking lot.
Yeah, if you don't mind, can you explain it for the listeners? Tell them how it works. Just in a low level. You don't have to get all in detail, but just say you're going to go up to a vehicle. Yeah. Just explain how it works.
Yeah, so basically what you do is go to the property that's on your list, and you select the vehicle where it's like a vehicle scan, and basically go up to it. And if it populates where you it was already in the system, it'll let you know in the corner, and you could continue with that. Or if it once it populates, you could take an additional picture or pictures. I believe it's up to 5 pictures that you can take. But what's great about it is that, and this is something that I thought it was really cool that you guys did with this, is that I'm able to, if I walk the whole parking lot as a property manager, how do you know I walked the whole parking lot? You see it in the scans. It shows every car that you scan. So even though that you may not have ticketed it or gave it a violation and so forth, it shows that you went and did your job, and it shows all the scans, which is amazing because now I could sit there and say, hey, no, I did that whole side of the parking lot. You could look at all the scans, and it's already saved it within the system. There's no way of taking it out, and it's just relatively easy to use. There's nothing else to it. You can, and if you needed to add additional information, you can by creating another report and with that plus sign, which is really easy, then you can, and it would do it. You could do videos, and it could just go with it. If you're going to do a tow, for instance, for a fire lane and say, hey, you know what? I want to document it in the parking program. Boom, perfect. But I'm also going to include it in a report because I want to show in video what it looks like. And it's such a great tool because it covers not just the property management company, but also the security company of what they're doing, how they're doing it, and make sure they're doing it by the book.
So what do you think the time frame is to actually create an issue? Like you said, hit the plus button. That opens up a window. How fast can you report versus what you were doing with SilverTrack, any other application that you've used in the past? Time frame.
This is instant. Within seconds. Past, because I still have other ones too, unfortunately, just because I'm linked into other softwares. But other softwares, they have the apps. They have to be updated. You have to have a connection. Sometimes the apps are slow. When you upload the picture or take a picture within the app, it doesn't come out correctly. It's very foggy, shall I say, and you can't see the details. And that, with Visions, you have no problem.
Yeah, I imagine it's eliminated a lot of problems. With the whole purpose behind it, eliminates whole problems for people, username, passwords, all that, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And another thing, too, is the sharing. If I need to share a report with you, hey, what's your phone number? Send it. You get it as a text. You could open it up. I could view the report. I could look at the pictures, the video. And not just to say that that's just the wow factor, there's also AI embedded into it. So if I come up with three sentences, there's something more to it where, hey, they correct what I maybe misplace a period or a comma or even completely misspell a word. It corrects everything. And then you could also go back and edit it if you need to for fine details, which is a great logging tool for this reporting system.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's got all the multiple different languages.
Yeah.
You notice you can, obviously, because you're using it, it enhances the note, keeps the old one for court.
Definitely, it's a game changer. I can't tell you how many times where we have to bid on a property and they want six patrols. And I'm like, you're not getting six patrols right now. There's no way you're getting six patrols. You might as well have a standing guard. I'm like, it doesn't work for me. I'm like, I'm prepping your area twice and then I have to go somewhere else. Yep. And so this keeps everyone honest. It also has a heat map. So wherever I took the pictures at, you can actually look to see where I was at exactly on the map of the property. And so, again, it's just all about honesty and just being transparent.
How's your training been reduced? You can literally put anybody on property now, right?
Yep, exactly. What's great about the system is that you could record procedures, what to do, how to do it, and the guard could just go to the property, look it up, and press play and review it. And usually there's no questions to be asked because you already answered it. You already gave them the information of what to do, how to do it, and they already have it laid out,
yep.
Especially with the checkpoints. If I have certain areas I need to get locked up, I could document it first, and they could just come, okay, take my pictures, locked it up, and so forth. The same pictures that I've already shown, like when I first opened up the app and put it into the property, they're able to match the same pictures. I'm like, hey, I want these pictures. There's no issues. And so that's the pictures that property managers look for. They want to make sure that things are getting locked up correctly, on time. Even if it's not on time, they'll know. So there's no sugarcoating it. And it's just about being honest. And that's what I love about it, because I'm such a honest and direct person. This reflects that. And so I'm just like, okay, it's like my personality rolled into it. So I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah. And then retention.
Yeah.
How's your retention been? If you think about it, if you're reducing the training problems on the property, being able to report accurately, you don't have to edit the reports. Like I said, you got the videos in there to actually show them when, where, what, and why we're doing something. And when we thought about this process too, we didn't want to come out just with the same type of tool that everybody else has. We had the advantage being in the industry. What do you think of the support? That's a big thing.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the support?
Support's great. Again, that's being able to work the system, being able to talk to everyone around it, and come to a consensus. Like, hey, this is how it works. This is what we're doing. This is how you're supposed to do it. If you try to bring your old ways into it, it's not going to work. You have to change, and it's good change. With us, the changes happened with us recently was more because of price increases for us. We're not going to cater to low price properties. The things is because we get to pick and choose now. We're at that stage where it's like, okay, you know what? we're going to service this property because they're paying the correct amount of what we need to get paid. Compared to other properties where they nickel and dime us on everything, and they usually call you out on certain things, and they want the whole world. And this system just speaks for itself or for Visions. Yeah, can't speak too much of it or too. It's just crazy for me.
Yeah, it's worked out really good, and yeah, it's going to increase sales. And now it gives us the other opportunity for you to be different. What you're doing with this new business is the ability to go out and do you even more for your client, whether it's a lighting inspection or landscaping, because the system makes that easy, right?
Yep.
And other multiple people can get involved, multiple language capability, the editing feature. It cleans up the reports.
Yeah.
It's intelligent reporting systems, not real-time reporting. It's an intelligent reporting system today. That's what we're doing with it. So, yeah, it's yet to come. There's a lot of great other features coming out.
Yeah, no, definitely. And then just to double back onto more about our situation and the company. So, after I left, or after my director left at Tiffany & Company, I followed him to Las Vegas. And so I opened up a store for Louis Vuitton called Berluti at the Crystals. So I went to Gucci, and after leaving Berluti as assistant manager, and I went as a sales professional, a lead sales professional. So I took a demotion in a way, but it was actually quite an experience for me. I was able to communicate more with just customers walking through the door. And that's something that I love to do. I was able to sell over $1 million within Gucci within 6 months. So I did that. And then at the same time, we started getting contracts for our security company. And they were larger security contracts for standing guard. And at that time, this is about 2019, that it was time to leave. So I left Las Vegas and was like, hey, we don't need no more cushion because now we have something greater on the horizon. And we just got to work for a little bit, and a little hard work is nothing to us because where we started at was nothing compared to what it is. Then we went over, got those contracts, and we were doing pretty well and growing. Went from having, I think, 7 employees to 30 employees. Within a matter of 2 years, which was substantial for us because we took on a lot more standing guard contracts, and the software helped out at the time. And then now what we're doing is transitioning over into a new name and rebranding with our image. We don't want to be the ones that are known to tow your car all the time. We want to be able to communicate with the residents and to correct their behavior, and so to speak, instead of towing right away. We just want to have that customer service approach. What I know to carry in luxury retail, I want to be able to bring it into the new security company and the branding. And our new name, which pretty much got approved like last week, it's called Centavis Defense. So we're really excited about that. And at the same time, while we're waiting for the rebrand and so forth and the imaging, we decided to open up another company to coexist in a way, but also kind of branch off on its own. And it's called Waste Woofers. So that was pretty interesting. And that is picking up dog waste. So a lot of people would be like,
you can't even say that with a straight face. No. But I've actually seen that. We wanted to get on this for a minute. I think that's actually incredible. So this is no joke. So with your existing contract with the multi-housing / commercial, everybody has a dog. They can do this from, you don't even have to live in an apartment, right? It's easy for you as
residential.
Residential. It's just additional revenue for your security company, so to speak, on contracted services you already have. You can do that separate body, separate person?
So it's going to be completely separate because we're going to not just service residential clients, but the commercial clients as well. So the apartment communities, where they had the dog parks. I'm like, you want to spray it down with disinfectant and the proper way of doing things. And that's another area that I needed to learn. And so I learned all about that within that time frame of while we're rebranding for the security company, what else we can deliver to our clients. And so we rolled this out, and it's going to be coming up probably next month. We'll be launching it. And also, we will be able to not just show up for our time of an appointment, basically to serve their lawns and so forth, but they're able to buy dog food so that we'll service your lawns and deliver dog food that you want, basically, at a low cost. And so we're able to do that. Hey, you don't have to go to the grocery store. You got dog food already. It's already on its way. It's another service that we're offering through that. And then also turf cleaning. We're going to be doing turf, cleaning it, disinfecting it, eliminating the odors that come from it.
What if they say they want you to pick up transients type stuff? Is it strictly dogs?
That's
going to come to play. I hate to be gross right now, but
yeah. If it's on our field, say for instance on a commercial property, and hey, this is their dog area, and whatever stuff is there, we're going to pick it up no matter.
Okay, but if it's feces in behind the dumpsters or around the buildings, you're not going to do that type.
No, because then we're just like looking for it. We need a designated area understand. Hey, this is our area that we have to look out for. Or when we do a walkthrough with the client or the property manager and say, hey, this is our high traffic area for dogs. If you could just do it once around, then that's fine. If we so happen to see other feces, then that's okay. There's actually an episode of On King of the Hill where Bobby signs up for career day and he gets paired up with this guy that picks up dog poop.
Really?
Swear to God. And so my wife showed it to me and I was like, well, what are the odds? And this guy was successful. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, they already thought about this way beyond.
Yeah.
But no one just didn't bring it up to what we do now. But the slogan's like 90% dog poop, 10% other.
Wow. You can pass out cards and get the transits, go to the dog park to take a dump.
Let's hope not. We don't want that.
That ain't going to work out. Really. That sounds like a good model. And with the new company, new vision, yeah. Right? Yeah. And with Waste Woofers, I think that's exciting times for you.
Oh, definitely. This is the year of change. And we lost a lot of contracts just because, A, we raised our prices and we were okay with it. We have less problems now because we're not servicing those types of contracts. And it's a blessing. It's like a weight lifted off your shoulder because there's just so much more out there. So don't think like you have to stick with your original plan. There's time for change, and you just have to push that narrative.
Yep, you can't be scared to change. It's a great close, and I'm going to want you back. Obviously, I want to hear more about Waste Woofers, all right, and see how that goes. I think that's very interesting. That's going to be a big business.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, but I love the truck. I love the design. I love the website.
Yeah. And
I think it's hand in hand. You're a real entrepreneur.
No, so definitely.
I've always been impressed with you. So we're going to have you back again sometime. And I appreciate you coming out. And a big shout out to your brother, Kevin, the workhorse for sure. And again, I want to thank you both on record here for coming in, helping out with the student, you know, sharing your construction / electrical skills. You guys did a wonderful job. And you're both real hard workers. So thank you for coming.
Appreciate it.
Hey, everyone. No matter where you're watching from, if you get anything out of this, please subscribe. And most importantly, share this everywhere you possibly can. And if you're feeling extra generous, please leave us a comment. Thank you for watching.